Jesus now begins to address the mouth in Matthew 5:33-37. Out of the mouth, he moves from the promises, covenants, oaths taken when two people marry one another to a general statement about oath taking. Again, you've heard it said, don't break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you've made. But I tell you, don't swear on oath at all, either by heaven, for it's God's throne, or by earth, for it's his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it's the city of the great king. And don't swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. All you need to simply say is, yes, no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. We tend to think of sin being contained to sexual things, murder, adultery and the like, but here he begins to address what comes out of our mouths and the importance of watching our words and what we promise. Straight to the heart again. To love, honour and cherish as long as we both shall live becomes until I get fed up with him or her and find someone else to start again with. In this day and age, it's largely a forgotten fact that marriage is a covenant between two people with God as the witness. We break covenants when the temperature changes with absolutely no thought of the oaths we had taken when the sun was shining in our hearts. We do well to remember Ecclesiastes 5:1-2. Guard your steps when you go into the house of God. Go near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools who do not know that they do wrong. Do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven, you are on earth, so let your words be few. Moving from statements of intent, such as marriage vows, Jesus addresses more general oaths and determinations. Again, he pinpoints attitudes. They were undergirding their declarations with holy things, swearing by Jerusalem and such like. And he says, putting your hand on the Bible and swearing means nothing if your heart's intention is not right. Cuts to the chase again. It's the attitude with which we enter into the contract that he sees. So don't use anything fancy. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. James says it like this, James 5:12, in the Message. And since you know he cares, let your language show it. Don't add words like I swear to God to your own words. Don't show your impatience by concocting oaths to hurry up God. Just say yes or no. Just say what's true. That way, your language can't be used against you. Sounds a good idea to me.